This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so a little bit of a revelation, which really shouldn't have been a revelation, but it was last night. We went over to the media sort of training camp kickoff party. Good deal. They had some nice sliders and pizza and a lot of fine
folks.
You're telling
all the tales, huh?
I can say whatever.
What else happened?
Want now it's over. Well, we were talking about no.
Wait a minute.
But here's I did have a certain revelation.
Who was all there?
Oh man, all kinds of folks. Name them that covers the Texans and really from the building here and friends from across the hall and all that. It was good. Here's the confession though. I realized I've really done a bad job at doing something that I used to do all the time. I was always really good at, I'm not really good at a lot of things, but I was always really good at like calling friends and just saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, dog.
You know, how's it going? You know, what you been doing? How's the family? You know, all that good stuff. Because I caught up with a lot of folks. I spent probably an hour talking with Vandermeer, and he's one of my best friends.
Yeah, you don't see him all the time, do you?
I don't, but he's one of my friends and I'll text him all the time. You know, he and I text a lot, which everybody does now.
Sure.
But there's just something about, I was like, man, this was fun. You know, I walked out with him even. This was a blast. We need to do something. He's like, let's get breakfast, all that. I don't call people anymore. I used to do that all the time. Just pick up the phone. There's nothing like a conversation. Text is great, but an actual conversation.
I know a lot of people kind of at least talk about, oh man, don't call me. I want to be on the phone. I'm a person that I'm not good about being the person that calls. I do love that person though.
I used to do that all the time. And by the way, to your point, there's a small circle of your friends that you do that with. It's not everybody, someone like Vandy, you know, some others I was chatting with yesterday. I was talking to Kim Davis. I need to just pick up the phone and call her sometimes.
Yeah, the random call. Yeah. I got a homeboy who calls me all the time, and we'll spend an hour on the phone chopping up all sorts of things in sports. And every time, I'm happy to be called.
And I never
think, hey, let me just give him a call randomly.
It even counts with family. Like a lot of family, I'm just texting all the time. Ain't nothing like picking up the phone and saying, hey, what's happening? How's blood? You know, whatever. You know.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's something that I need to do more. That's my confession. I need to do that more. I think more people need to do that more.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
It's good to just check on people too. Yeah. Even if it is a test, I know you talk about calling.
Yeah.
But just be like, hey, I ain't want anything. I'm just trying to see how you doing.
Yeah.
And it makes it better when you do want something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you're just out
here hitting people up. Well, I ain't think about
all that part. Yeah.
But it is true though, like, because when you say I don't want anything, it does make me think of the people that all of a sudden you're like, hey, how you doing? And you just know exactly what you want.
Yeah, no, my sister, whenever she calls, she be like, I ain't want nothing. 2 days later, can I borrow $500? Like, what? Every time she calls, I'll be like, oh,
makes you
God.
Suspicious.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what she want?
The ask is coming soon.
And she'll throw me on like, oh, I ain't want nothing. I ain't talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, but you're going to want something.
Wait, does T-Mill live in like 2003, even earlier? He said he hates being on the telephone. No idea why, but he can't stand holding a phone up to his face. We got all sorts of earbuds and stuff. You don't have to hold a phone to your face, big dog.
I make most of my
calls. Speakerphone?
When I do make my calls, that's what I was going to say. I call them from my truck if I'm driving. It's a good time to chat. You know, you're driving.
That is a great time to chat, in fact.
Yeah. And just catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like my next few confessions will be just here are things that Reggie is annoyed by. But this thing that I realized I am very annoyed by popped up. Just yesterday, I think, mm-hmm. there was a number of things that we were talking about that, like, I think one of them was, like, the Jacksonville Elite flag football kid that gets the big backhanded catch. And yeah. I am deeply annoyed by people who refuse to see the incredible, especially in sports. Because
mm-hmm.
what are you here for then?
Oh, you talk about people saying the ball was small?
Ball was small. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Like, the person whose inclination is to do that deeply frustrates my being, because that's what I'm here for sports on. Like, mm-hmm. I come to sports to see the incredible. I think that there's some portion of all of us that come mm-hmm. to sports to mm-hmm. see something that is awesome, that is incredible, feats of human athleticism. And so when you have something that happens, it really makes me sad to see someone's immediate inclination to be, this is why that's not that impressive.
Yeah, but.
I'm like,
yeah.
Man, I really want you to be able to come to it from a place of, wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not as incredible as another incredible thing that's happened, but it's incredible in its own right, and mm-hmm. let's appreciate and enjoy that. Like, we had an opportunity for one of those moments yesterday where Bryce Matthews hitting the mess out of the ball twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just can't imagine being the person that looks at that and goes, yeah, but he was 0 for 7
that's
for
12 going
that's,
in.
That's not impressive.
Yeah,
let's see him do it all year.
Yeah,
I absolutely hate that, and I hate that for you. And I really hope that we could be more of people that just are able to appreciate something that's incredible.
Yeah, happens. I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of being impressed by something, I was impressed. So I've been kind of keeping up with, not really keeping up, but turning on NBA Summer League. Mm-hmm. Just kind of background noise. And I try to sit there act like a nerd, like I'm really paying attention and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like them wearing these weird ass numbers, man. Like, I seen the star lineup. I forgot who was playing.
Yeah.
But I seen number 56, number 57. Number 63,
yeah.
51. I'm like, I kind of like them rocking these high-ass numbers.
You know who hates it? Referees.
Really?
Yeah, referee, because they have to do the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
86 or whatever.
Yeah, no, it was some wild numbers in the starting lineup, man. You had, like, you had 53, you had 66, and
yeah.
I was just like, I kind of like that. And I'm a guy that hate those weird type of numbers in the NFL.
Yeah,
like Cordero Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
He was running between the tackles with number 84. I'm mm-hmm. like, man, this looks weird as hell. But I kind of like it in the summer league.
Yeah,
I feel you. I think it's because we know that that's not like a, for lack of a better term, that's not a normal player,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah.
That number ain't about to stick. Even right. One of them do make the team, they gonna get a different number.
Yeah. I am glad that you mentioned football though, because I actually, to be a little bit of a curmudgeon, I think we should go back to like staunch adherence to mm-hmm. numbers by position. Like, oh, the receiver numbers should be 80s. Yeah, man.
Receivers and tight ends, 80s.
I like to be able to look at you, see your number, and know what you do.
No. I like that. The numbers are fun on some of these guys. Remember some of the old quarterbacks used to wear like 22? You know, or something like that.
Well, that's a halfback, Lopez.
Yeah. Somebody, Ohio State, quarterback from Ohio State recently. Mm-hmm. I think he had a number like that.
In the 20s?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's fun, and it's very distinctive.
Yeah. It is distinctive, but I feel like if we don't go do it across the board, it doesn't add value. Like, it has to be a unilateral agreement that, hey, when I see this number, I know what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you are a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Like, this... I have always been considered an old soul, which is a nice way of saying you a curmudgeon. When I was a kid, people said I was very responsible and mature for my age, which is another way of saying you're a curmudgeon or you're a dork.
It's just a Buick, just like they do Luke. They used to call Luke a Buick.
Yeah,
that's he was crazy. Old,
yeah.
Although, if you drive a Buick, it does feel like it says things about you. Yeah.
Patrick Creighton says, looks like I've never been someone Lopez considers a friend. Hashtag no calls.
Yeah, Lopez, you better PC, better get a call soon.
On a more serious note, it is confessions, and it might not be something you want to hear or something I want to say. I don't think we can count on Jordan the rest of the year.
That's a fair point.
I do not, in my heart, it's what I feel. That we will be able to count on Jordan the rest of the year. If you weren't listening earlier, we were giving some of the, sort of spot-a-speak kind of things. He was talking about injuries. He didn't even talk about Jordan too much, but Jordan was interviewed by, I guess it was Chandler Rome, and said that, remember that time that, you know, he was going to have live batting practice, and then they canceled it, and they called it a setback, because he said there was swelling in the hand. But when he said this, I went, that might be it, man. Like, he may come back, but we cannot expect Jordan to be the old Jordan. It's just how I feel when he said that surgery in the hand, if they had surgery in his hand injury, it would be, quote, it would be difficult to have done, which immediately told me surgery is necessary. He said it would be difficult to have done where the injury is. That tells me, I don't think it's a stretch. He needs hand surgery, and he's not going to get it. That's a problem. That's a big
is a problem that he's not going to get it.
Yes.
Okay.
That means he might have to rehab. There might be more swelling again. Well, he really might go back on the IL.
That's the thing is even if it's all right, we've rested plenty. He's starting to feel good. That means that as soon as he starts up activity, there is a distinct possibility that he does not react well to it.
Aggravates it, et cetera. It's a bummer because they're getting a lot of things done. As we know, they have the 5-game lead back, all that stuff. Bryce Matthews doing his thing all of a sudden. You know, we have to expect that, you know, Jeremy Pena is going to be back. Cam Smith was batting leadoff yesterday for the first time and looked the part. You know, they got a lot of things that are happening. Pitching might be coming back. But no Jordan, I just don't feel it. I don't feel like we might see him again, but I don't think we're going to get him again this year.
It feels like the healthy and responsible way to operate is as if you will not have him back and then hopefully you do get him back. And the problem with that is, even if, okay, we're talking about, trade deadline and you add an additional bat, you're not going to add one of the caliber of Jordan Alvarez. And I don't think that matters as much for the rest of the regular season. I think that you need a bat like that in order to put the fear of God in your opponents in the postseason. And that is ultimately the goal of the Astros. So that's the thing that gets me a little concerned. I started something now. We got the numbers conversation going from the 832. Aziz wearing zero looks better than hitting Trevor Lawrence. Wearing 56. I disagree. Something about looking at 56 looks like it hurts. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I do like defensive players wearing like the single digits and stuff like the lower digits. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the offensive players like Cordell Patterson rocking 84 running through the tackles, man. That to me, I never like that.
Give me my wide receivers wearing 80 baby.
Get your ass on the outside.
Don't nobody want to be Jerry Rice no more? I grew up wanting to be Jerry Rice. What happened?
Everybody wants to be Jerry Rice.
No, everybody want to be number one now or number 12 and 15. Yeah.
Somebody get out here and revive 80, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do that. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. It is a Texans training camp Tuesday, remember. We're giving away 4 VIP tickets every hour today to Texans training camp on August 1st. That is the date that the tickets will be for at Houston Methodist training camp, or training center rather, across from NRG. The tickets are courtesy of the Houston Texans, so we will be giving away yet another 4-pack in this hour. But coming up next, before we do that, is Cam Newton Hayden, or does he have a point when it comes to this Super Bowl winning quarterback? We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.